Wake Up Call continues now on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, good, the bad, and the dumb time here on your Friday. We do not send you into the weekend without it. Unless, of course, Ron's got the day off, then we absolutely will.
But I don't have the day off.
But he doesn't have the day off today. What's the good of the day, my friend?
The good of the day, American Eagle. You know the clothing store?
Yeah, the clothing store, sure.
They're about to get into the NIL business with a quarterback that probably has the best name ever for a college football player.
All right.
And I'm talking about Oklahoma's, you ready for it?
Yeah.
General Booty.
Yeah, I saw General Booty, and I thought that was a nickname, but that's his name.
That's his name. Of course, he is part of the only one I know out of that whole clan. What was his name? John David Booty?
Yeah, John David Booty, yeah.
I mean, he's the son of, I guess, a former LSU wide receiver, Abram Booty.
Yeah, so, man, but the name's your kid General? General. That's a cool name.
That is. General's a cool name, but, I mean, I don't know. I mean,
it's like, it sounds like a name for a pet, and yet you named your kid that, so that's got to be something cool.
Yeah. I mean, you know, quarterbacks are known as the field generals, right?
Right, exactly. You must have known. What a prognostication
foresight.
On that young. Yeah, foresight in naming your child General. That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Kudos to his parents.
And it fits for a clothing brand when you're talking, last name Booty.
Yeah, right?
Got to put him in some pants.
Exactly.
So good on General Booty, who's a JUCO transfer, who got offers from other places but decided to take his talents to Oklahoma. He actually went to the same high school as Kyler Murray.
Oh, he did? Wow.
Allen High School up in Dallas.
Does so. Nick Saban have anything to say about this?
He probably will.
Well, there's Oklahoma. They got a quarterback.
Yeah.
He's got an NIL deal with a clothing line, all illegal and such.
Because, you know, all Brett Venables doing.
Right. Yeah, exactly. What Brett Venables is doing, I mean, my God. I mean, take a look at that program. My God.
How am I supposed
American
to compete?
American Eagle involved in that? I mean, yeah. What are we doing here?
You know, Abercrombie won't return my calls.
Exactly. Old Navy can't even make a visit to campus, but we're doing things the right way. American Eagle at Oklahoma, what are we talking about here?
Yep.
Yeah. Good for him. Good for General Booty.
General Booty.
That's awesome.
I can't wait to – I hope he starts.
Man, the kind of newfound wealth these kids are getting as college students.
It's ridiculous.
Wild, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just insane. You remember when they used to scream how poor they were?
Yes.
I can't even take my girlfriend out for a burger. Now you can fly her to Rio.
If you wanted to.
If you wanted to for dinner. Like, give me a break.
But she better be worth it. Come on, Rio,
no,
Rio, that's
kidding,
a trip.
Right? Exactly.
Yeah, you don't want to end up leaving her there because you got into a fight.
Yeah, you're already, you know, it's already.
But it is amazing how quickly this happened, too.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, are we even in a year? What did it, like, maybe it was, what, 2020?
It was pretty fast, yeah. It was fast.
It feels like it was overnight. We went from, hey, these kids are selling their gear for tattoos.
Yeah,
to
biggest crime in college football.
Yeah, to, and now we got two coaches fighting over each other because one was able to get better NIL deals.
Right, exactly. It's crazy. Absolutely crazy. Fun times. Fun times with college athletics.
And it's not over yet by a long shot.
It's
I can't
not.
Wait.
You know what? We were talking about this yesterday. I think we talked about it off the air. I'm really, really interested because I think economically we're heading into a recession, which is kind of sad. And there might be a lot of companies that are going to lay off some people. And that's also very sad. But if those companies are latched on to major NIL deals, how the public will react to that? Like, if you've got a company that's laid off, let's say, 20% of its workforce,
yeah.
But they're still paying some quarterback at State U $500,000, I know it doesn't necessarily add up that you save jobs with it, but people might, there might be a backlash to
no,
that.
You're absolutely right. I mean,
you know what I mean?
I mean, look, I don't think it's going to happen, but what if American Eagle folded?
Right.
You know, just because we're talking about American Eagle folded, they're still on the hook of paying General Booty.
Sure.
Whatever they promise to pay him.
Yeah, exactly.
If that does come in, I hope it does happen for him. That would be awesome.
And you know what else? The underlying thing about NIL is how many people are making money off the kids making money, meaning how many lawyers are involved making sure paperwork is correct. Like, there's like a cottage industry now of people behind the scenes that are helping these student athletes out, making sure that they're not getting screwed over. So you hire this guy and he gets a certain percentage, and they're not necessarily agents, but they're people that have your back when making sure that the deals are all on the up and up. You know what I mean? Like, there's a little small cottage industry of people making a lot of money off students making money off NIL. So, all right,
Go ahead. I mean, I may have missed it, but these kids can get agents now too, right?
Yeah, there's a little bit like an agency that can kind of come in and help them. Yeah.
Yeah, just help them wiggle through all
because
the stuff.
Because, again, if you're 18 years old, what do you know about, like, an NIL contract, right?
Or your family know. Like, what unless do you, what your family signing, has a lawyer right? in
like,
the house.
Like, you ever read legal documents that give you a headache, right? You're like,
I skip over them,
here?
Tony. Yeah, I'm like you.
I'm like you. I hit yes.
Scroll
like,
down to the bottom.
Scroll
I
down
accept.
To the bottom and hit yes. And they're written that way so that you can be like, I don't get this. And they're like, well, how about hire somebody who does get this? And you're like, okay. And then, if you're a major corporation, you're going to put a lot of clauses in the NIL deal, right? Like, you don't get your money if you're arrested for this, or you're like, there's going to be a lot of reasons we won't pay you for this NIL deal. And if you just look at it as what's the dollar figure on this without looking at the fine print, you don't even know what you're signing. So there's a group now making money off making sure that they read that stuff for you. So, it's all the other stuff. All right, what's the bad of the day?
The bad of the day, and I really like this story. It's the power of social media. We've talked about it before, and this one hits home a little bit to me.
Okay.
There is a parody Twitter account out there that tweeted out that after nearly 40 years, Costco was going to raise its price on their $1.50 hot dog combo.
Oh, no, really?
Yes.
You said parody account.
Parody
so
account,
why?
Because there is an account called Breaking 911 that gives you up-to-date information. I'm not going to say it's a reputable news source, but they're pretty accurate.
Okay.
Well, somebody just changed their handle to saying Breaking 911 and was using the same photo. And so they did, they said that after 40 years, Costco was going to raise the hot dog prices from $1.50 to $2.50.
Oh, okay.
That prompted some, like a certain Darren Rovell, to respond to it as well. Like, oh my God, inflation is hurting us all. But the real issue to this was Costco's stock dropped 13%.
What?
Because of this parody account.
That
seemed all too real for maybe an hour of time.
Whatever money you pay your social media people, you got to double it, because those people are the ones that are supposed to monitor that stuff and get on top of it.
And see, why this is one of my favorite stories, because the CEO, the founder of Costco and the CEO for a very, very long time, he's since retired, literally said he would kill anyone who ever raised the price from $1.50.
Yeah. Yeah. You would raise the price of the membership to keep the hot dogs at $1.50.
Yep. You'd raise the price of every good in Costco that you could buy.
That's right.
Before raising the hot dog price even 10 cents.
He
literally said, if you raise that price one penny, I will kill you.
Yeah. Good.
And I believe him.
I believe him too. It's like Augusta National. Augusta National has the lowest food prices of any sporting event in the country. Even if the price of pimento cheese is risen, they make it up in other areas.
Yeah.
Like the gift shop merchandise is just a little bit more per master's shirt, right? The membership might be a little more. The TV rights may be a little more. Like it's all connected so that they make a little bit money on this end so that the media attention on how low the prices are can stay that way, right?
I mean, there's nothing more satisfying, I'll be completely honest, because we will do Costco maybe once a month, once every other month, a couple times a year type of thing. There's nothing more satisfying than dropping, $200 at a Costco, but knowing at the end of that is, the end of that path is $1.50 hot dog and soda.
That's right. That's part of the joy. Membership has its privileges.
Yeah. I mean, it's the dumbest thing in the world, but
yeah, exactly.
$1.50 out. I'm like, I'm the type of person like, yeah, well, I'll just go there for lunch. $1.50 and a drink, I'm good.
Yep. Telly Savalas and Players Club had nothing on a Costco membership with a hot dog and soda. All right, what's the dumb of the day?
The dumb of the day, Tony, is that there is another feud a brewing in sports.
All right.
And this one happens to be between the Carolina Hurricanes and versus Bud Light.
What are they doing now?
So the Hurricanes have a ticket policy, and they have a very strict ticket policy. What they're trying to do is maintain home ice advantage. So that you can only buy tickets for a Hurricanes game if you are in the vicinity of North Carolina, South Carolina, and Southern Virginia.
Okay, so they don't want New Yorkers
invading
Raleigh
for the series? They don't want Rangers fans invading. So Bud Light offered up a deal to any Rangers fan that gets into the arena and buys a Bud Light beer, that they will cover that beer for them.
Whoa! So what happened?
Well, Carolina responded via Twitter that that they said that, don't worry, we already have water in our drinking fountains.
All right.
So it's a petty feud. Via, it almost feels like it's a Wendy's type, a roast me type thing.
Why? I understand the it's a bad look when you have traveling fans that show up and invade. I get it. I absolutely get
it. But that's really where the dumb kind of goes into, is that if your team is in the playoffs and you're supposed to be a good team, do you really need to set these type of restrictions?
I know. I don't know.
Like, when Miami outlaw Boston fans from showing up.
How do you stop it? Like you do the best you can, but people find ways to get tickets.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They do. They just find a way. And then,
I mean, are they going to card everyone going in?
Yeah.
Like, show me your ID. Show me that you're like from. You can't come in.
If I lived in Raleigh and I went in there with a Rangers jersey on, would they interrogate me? Like, what would they do?
They bring you into the next room.
Exactly. Like,
pat
can we
you
see
down
for a second. Like I'm in a casino in the old Las Vegas where they're just
Are you going through TSA?
Exactly. where there's a big guy going, okay, you can have the ticket and the hammer, but you can't have both.
Right.
Look what they did to my hand, man. What are we doing here? Like, if a guy gets a ticket, no matter what, I've heard people like, we're going to ban season ticket holders who sell their tickets to, what? Like, because they say, and rightfully so, legally they've proven this. If I buy a ticket, if you have an event and I buy a ticket, I don't own the ticket, right? Like, you still own the ticket. There's like a weird legal loophole that says I don't own the ticket, that you can still say, okay, but you can't do this with that ticket. I don't know how they got around that, but it feels like more and more teams are now. It used to be like they didn't care, right? Teams would go, I can't help it. We're hoping more Red Sox fans show up to Fenway Park than Mets fans in game one of the 86 World Series, right? We're just assuming that'll be the case, given that we're in Boston. But now, teams...
And that's the issue, too, is that, if it's your team, you should be playing to
absolutely,
them.
Absolutely, sure.
I mean, I doubt Red Sox fan ever has to worry. Like, when the Yankees come to visit, Red Sox fan doesn't sit there and go, oh, let's limit the amount of Yankee fans coming in. Because, we don't want them... we want to make sure our Red Sox fans have home field advantage, our Red Sox players.
Right.
And of course they will. Packer fans never worry about Bears coming in or Vikings coming in to take over the stadium.
Well, yeah, you wouldn't think so. Yeah, but I don't know. I'm not familiar with the Carolina Hurricanes and their fan base. I'm sure it's Raleigh, North Carolina. It's not the biggest city in the world, but it's not a town.
No.
I'm sure they've got enough people that can fill an arena for a playoff hockey game.
I mean, you can.
For a team that won the cup in the last generation. What was it, 2008 or 7 or something?
I mean, maybe the ticket prices are too high for the area.
Maybe so.
And they're all like, no, we'd rather watch it on TV. I don't know.
And New Yorkers are coming in like, yeah, we'll buy them all.
Yeah, we don't care.
Let's go Rangers. Where are we? North Carolina? What is this? It's hot down here. Let's go Rangers. Oh, yeah, it'll be great. So, yeah.
I just hate when teams have to do this. I mean, remember the Rams did it too?
Oh, I know.
To the Niners?
Yeah,
and
exactly.
It failed miserably.
It's so hard. It's hard to do. You do your best, but still, people find ways to get in. All right, that's the good, the bad, and the dumb. We got Will Gray coming up at 40 past the hour. We'll talk PGA Championship with him, round one, led by Rory McIlroy, as they head out to Southern Hills today for round two. As we continue, it's Wake Up Call.